The views expressed on the following program are not necessarily the views of WIBA, its management, sponsors, or staff. Broadcasting live from Planet Madison, where everything is beyond parody. This is Upfront with Vicki McKenna, the voice of reason in a city of chaos. To be a part of the program, call 321-1310 or toll free at 877-235-1310 or email Vicki at WIBA.com. Now here's your host, Vicki McKenna, on News Talk 1310 WIBA and WIBA.com.
Hey, welcome back to the program now. I mean, filed under the, this could only happen in Madison file, comes the story on a proposal to reward Madison teachers for walking off the job on school time on our dime to protest at the Capitol. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Madison teachers would receive $200 gift cards a year as year-end bonuses, plus an additional $60 to cover related income taxes, costing this district $1.05 million because school board member Ed Hughes thinks we should reward teachers who walked off the job. I'm only slightly overstating that. He really truly believes teachers need to be rewarded for their great performance, and he's taking the monies that were essentially rendered because the teachers were punished for walking off the job and returning it back into their hands in the form of $200 gift cards and $60 income tax payments. Don Severson from Active Citizens for Education is in the studio right now. Hi, Don.
Oh, hi, Vicki.
All right.
Defies description.
It really does. And David Blaska has a wonderful little exchange, communication exchange with Ed Hughes here. And the guy just simply doesn't get it. He truly thinks this is the fair and kind thing to do. And somehow all of this problem of rewarding people's bad behavior is totally lost on the man.
Well, you know, it's really akin to what's going on in our schools. It's the kind thing to do. We don't care about performance.
It's not about performance.
Let alone attendance.
Well, you know, how about this? It's $1.3 million. That is not a windfall. That's what they are calling it in the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt DeFore called it a windfall. The $1.3 million came from the cost, essentially, of forcing some of the teachers to cover the costs of their absences. That is not a windfall.
Absolutely.
That is simply money that should be returned to the taxpayers. And where's that proposal?
No. We have our hands on the money so we can spend it.
I don't even understand how we are at this point. It was Ed Hughes, correct me if I'm wrong, who complained about the potential costs of Madison Prep. This is the charter school proposal by Kaleem Kerr that targets some of the most underperforming, challenged kids in the city, and he's worried about the cost associated with this school, and yet when it comes to he's willing to give away $1.3 million here, just give it away,
right?
Just for fun,
right?
What
can you say?
I'm asking you to say something, though. I mean,
okay. Well, it's crazy. It just defies. It's irresponsible, in my opinion. If you really want to get right down to it, you know, where is the intelligence, quote unquote, the commitment and the effort to trying to do something about academic performance in our school district? Why are we spending all our time and energy to try to make people feel good, well, make himself feel good, trying to give back to others what's been taken from them for their illegal action.
All right, that's an interesting point. Why not use money? Well, what I think the appropriate thing to do, because if we plow that money back in, it just ends up getting wasted. We've, again, not done assessments of programs and services the way we should do those. We are not testing whether or not the programs that we spend inordinate amounts of money to target kids with certain types of learning problems are, in fact, producing the results at an appropriate cost. No. We should return the money to the taxpayers. But why not, at the very least, plow it into some program that somehow, that I mean, I guess even plausibly could be argued could help a kid. How is giving a teacher a $200 gift card for leaving those kids hanging for 4 days, how does that help any kids?
Doesn't.
It doesn't.
And it doesn't even help salve the wound about the damage that was done to the parents and the kids who had to scramble during those 4 days of no school. You know, they didn't learn anything except that somebody could take advantage of them. And so parents had to get childcare, transportation. Kids had to find places to be safe because they couldn't be in school. And so, you know, these are costs that are associated with this whole thing that don't get paid back in any way, shape, or form by docking teachers their pay.
I got a great idea. Take the $1.3 million. I mean, if we're just going to blow it, right? If we're just going to light it on fire, if we're just going to spend it on something, go find the parents whose children were in those classes and go give them a gift card. How about that? I mean, it's a modicum, but it's something. And say, this is our way to say, we apologize. Here's another thing. This was an illegal labor action.
Right.
Why would you reward an illegal labor action? I mean, John Matthews a couple of weeks ago in the newspaper confirmed what we had said a couple of months ago, that MTI encouraged this walkout, Don.
That's right.
That's illegal. Correct
exactly.
me if I'm wrong. That is yep. against, that violates the contract, hence violates the law.
Well, it violates the law first, and it also violates their contract, which they all know about and agreed to.
$200
gift
card.
What difference does it make then?
Here's my other proposal. I'm going to speed down the Beltline and do it right in front of a police officer and get a ticket. And then I'm going to submit my ticket to the Madison School District and say, hey, I know I broke the law here. I know I violated the speed limit, but you should come back and give me a gift card because this is going to cost me money. And so I need to be rewarded for my bad behavior as well. I'm flabbergasted. This is what Madison groupthink looks like. Bill, welcome to the show.
Hey, Vicki. Hey, Don.
Hi.
Hey, I think what we ought to do is have the parents who had to stay home and take care of their kids get the $200 gift certificate.
Yeah, exactly. But there's not enough to give them $200 gift certificates. You know what? But maybe give them $10 Culver coupons. You know, something. You know, give them a $10 gift card at a gas station so they can get 2 whole gallons of gas.
But but even that is an insult.
Yeah, this should go back into the pockets of the taxpayers here. Don, our property values are going down,
right,
which means our property tax base is shrinking. Our city is not developing a diversification of the tax base to unburden the residential property taxpayer. And how many percentage of our property taxpayers now do not have children in school?
Well, it's 76% of the households.
76% of the households do not have children in school.
Correct.
Their property values are going down. The property tax base is shrinking. We are not building businesses. And instead of taking whatever savings we can get, which also should be noted, were not extracted from the teachers the way they could have been by holding off the contracts until the collective bargaining law was settled. We are instead treating that money like it's able to be doled out in cash rewards to the people who have helped put us in this position in the first place.
Right. And on top of that, he would raise taxes $2 million for maintenance and infrastructure.
No, pay the 1.3, put it toward the $2 million of maintenance and infrastructure. Oh, we should also point out that maintenance referendum, we still don't know where the hell the money is from all that money we assessed in a positive vote on a maintenance referendum. This guy then wants to raise our taxes after he's handing out gift cards and tax payments to teachers who walked off the job. How can I get me some of that action? If I walked off my job for 4 days, I'd be fired. It wouldn't be a question. It wouldn't be, oh, gee, Vicki, did you have some bad personal problem? Oh, you were down on the Capitol protesting. Well, then it's okay. We're going to give you a performance bonus for not showing up. Bob, hi.
Hi, Vicki. I got an idea. Give all the parents a package of Johnsonville brats and a gift certificate to Wittenbach.
A Of course, boycotted companies. Give him gift certificates to boycotted companies. I love that idea. I do. I mean, this is just, this is how ridiculous it's gotten. Who's on two here? What's the name? I don't see a name. Bill? John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Vicki.
Hi.
Hey, why don't we give the money to the police officers who had to watch the school teachers when they were doing their illegal action?
What, you mean the ones who just watched? Do you, because I think we should keep with the theme here and reward non-performance. All right? So let's just give it to the ones who just watched.
There you go.
And we're spectators on this whole thing. You know what, people? This is why people complain, have been complaining for more than a decade and a half about the school board here. Don, you have been at this, and you accuse the board of doing of being frivolous with money. And here is a sort of a dyed-in-the-wool example of just how bad it is. And then he wants to raise our taxes?
Right.
Ed, shove that idea where the sun don't shine, okay? The city of Madison reassessed my property $15,000 higher than market value. I'm paying more already, and this clown wants me to pay more so that I can reward people I'm pissed at? Yes, sign me up, man. Where do these... Do the liberals like this idea? That's another question. Liberals, do you like this idea? Is this nifty to you? I mean, this is one of your own proposing this.
A trend I'm hearing here with our callers, while they have interesting ideas and there may be some plausibility to all that, but what I'm not hearing is, why don't we get some candidates to run for the school board and go to the polls and vote?
I know, Don.
Ed Hughes is one of the two who ran for re-election in April unopposed for another 3-year term. No opposition.
That's how little people care.
We can't get people
to run.
You
know what, and I'm gonna say this. I think people care that little. I really do. I think, you know, education is... as important as it is and how it fails in our state, it is dead last on the things people care about, even though their kids are affected. Maybe it's because 76% of the households don't have kids in school anymore. Or maybe it's because people just somehow checked out so long ago that they can't get themselves angry about this. They can't get themselves worked into a lather about this. But every year your taxes go up.
Every one of those people who are in those 76% households are paying taxes.
Every one of them.
But they don't realize
and
it.
More. And ever more.
Right.
And we're always told it's got to be more. And we're all in the next year, we're told it's got to be more. And then it's got to be so much more, we're asked to permanently exceed the revenue limits. And then if we don't do that, somehow we hate the kids or we want lousy education. They blow so much money here and do it with almost no regard to any kind of blowback or accountability because the city of Madison doesn't care. Marty, welcome to the program.
Hi, Vicki. Love you guys.
Hey, thanks.
I'd say give it to the Capitol grounds to clean up the mess that they made.
No, I don't want to pay to clean up their mess, Marty. It's my money, Marty. I don't want to pay to clean up their pigsty. I don't think I should pay for the guys in the orange pup tent smoking dope in their underwear.
I did some restoration on that about a decade ago. That place is very expensive to maintain.
Yes, it is not cheap.
Yes,
but yes. I don't want to pay for their crap. I don't think I should pay to reward somebody's bad behavior by cleaning up after them or paying for somebody to clean up after them or giving them some kind of special gift certificate to the mall to go shopping for something pretty. Here you go. Go buy yourself something pretty. Marty, I appreciate the call, but I don't want to. I want this money plowed back into the taxpayers' pockets. That's the only answer here. And we have got to, as a group, and I said this yesterday, the conservatives have an opportunity here to speak with one voice. If nobody else in the city of Madison cares, you guys be the one that cares. Because a lot of the cost of living here turns on the school costs. And I'll tell you what, if you guys all absolutely dug in and said no property tax increases, be that Paul Soglin's plan with the city budget or the Madison School District's plan, just make it an absolute no property tax increases. You can't afford it. We've got people living on fixed income. Their property values are going down, yet their assessments are going up in order to try to maintain the base. Mike, hi.
Hey, hi, guys. Isn't Mr. Hughes, isn't he supposed to be representing the taxpayers here?
Good question. Yes.
Well, you know what? Yes, that's kind of the idea of the school board, but...
I think when he ran for his position there, I think he has it backwards.
Yeah, I know. You're exactly correct, but that's... The city council was supposed to represent the taxpayers, and they all joined arms, linked arms, and locked us into labor contracts we couldn't afford. And now we're going to have to deal somehow with either deep cuts in services or an expectation that we approve additional property taxes in a referendum. These guys don't think like you do. They're liberals. They don't think normally. This is not a normal way of thinking. In Blaska's blog, thanks for the call, Mike. In Blaska's blog, Ed Hughes thinks that this is a complete overreaction, that we are also offended by his proposal here. He thinks this is the fair way to do it. And he cites examples in his own life where he thinks this is the way you do good employee relations. Yeah, this is a great way to do employee relations, of course, if you want to kill the company. Make those employees so happy, you break the bank. But of course, we're the taxpayers, so you can't break us, apparently, Don.
That's right. We have deep pockets.
We don't have as deep of pockets as we used to. We have now a 17% poverty rate countywide with a 21% poverty rate in Madison. We have policies that invite more people to use more services. We are no longer insulated from the issues that generated the recession nationwide. We had just had an article on real estate in the Capital Times the other day talking about the existing home sales down 39% in Madison. We have got condos that have been on the market for 48 months. You can't move product. You can't. In fact, now there was just a new article out today talking about the housing market not rebounding till 2014. You've got senior citizens on fixed income. You've got folks living on unemployment. You know, now is not the time to pretend that you can buy labor love, which you already did with those contracts, simply by going to the not so deep pockets, to the much shallower pockets of the taxpayers.
The board did that with the MTI, collective bargaining agreement, and what's even worse.
And they bragged about it like it was a great deal for us.
Well, as Superintendent Narad said, we wanted to demonstrate that collective bargaining works. Excuse me while I vomit. But they also agreed in that collective bargaining agreement that teachers would pay a share of their health care premiums. Guess what? In the proposed budget,
they're not.
They're cleared of that.
Because the changes that were made were, the language said, from zero up to.
Right.
And so not even thinking about the taxpayers, we decided not to require any kind of payment. It was peddled as some kind of great deal for taxpayers. But when you say the contributions from zero up to, you have just essentially said, if we so choose, we're going to make absolutely no changes to the cost of employment
here.
Well,
that would hurt too much to have to pay that. Plus, now it must have hurt too much because... now there's a proposal to give them another $260.
$260. $200 in a gift card, $60 in cash. We'll come right back with some more phone calls. This is News Talk 1310. All right, welcome back. I got about a minute so I can squeeze in Kilton. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hi, Vicky.
Hi.
I was just kind of thinking that this has to be the dumbest, the school board member has to be the dumbest liberal I've ever met. I mean, normally, if you're going to be in government or something, you get a little extra money. You don't go out and blab about it. You basically tell your employees, get out and spend it before anybody finds out about it.
And he's a lawyer.
Yeah. I would just say, and if you've ever had to be over at their warehouse, you ought to see this time of year, when they start getting toward the end of the year, they're trying to spend all their excess money. It's like a ton of trucks coming in there at any given time.
Oh, really? Oh. I actually have never been over there, so...
Well, you should have someone go over and just...
No, we should have a reporter should be enterprising enough to go watch all of this happen.
Right.
You know, if the reporters would ever do their damn jobs, they'd be stationed out at Warner Park watching snowplow drivers sleep when the snow is falling, and they would see this kind of stuff. But no... Instead, we actually have to seriously entertain this ridiculous proposal. Don Severson, a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Nice to have you in the program. We'll take a quick break, take some more phone calls here right after the news. This is News Talk 1310.
The views expressed on the following program are not necessarily the views of WIBA, its management, sponsors, or staff.
I do encourage everybody to read David Blaska's blog, Just Google it, Blaska's blog, and read this response that he got from Ed Hughes on the Madison School Board about this insane proposal to blow $1.05 million rewarding teachers who walked off the job with $200 gift cards and $60 to help with their income taxes. Here is part of Ed's response to David Blaska. My modest goal was to try to treat our school employees, who are all taking a big financial hit next year, as well as we treat our employees at my law firm. I was taking the governor at his word that, financially speaking, we should be treating our public employees more like private employees. Perhaps the world isn't yet ready for such forward thinking. Really, Ed? Really? Did you really write this, or did David Blaska make up this response? Really? You actually tried to occupy moral high ground by hitting people who are being hammered financially because of this recession, who've lost their jobs with bigger tax bills, to reward school employees for walking off the job because 2 years from now they might have to take a moderate financial hit? And you think somehow that was Governor Walker's point? You are a smug idiot. Nancy Missel's actually on the phone with me right now. Hi, Nancy.
Hey, Vic. How are you doing?
Perhaps the world isn't ready for such forward thinking, Nancy Missel.
Well, I tell you what, if I were one of his clients, I'd really be second guessing that decision right now.
Well, yeah, no kidding, because does he reward lawyers at his firm for skipping out on their duties and responsibilities? Are their clients like that a lot, that they would thoroughly encourage rewarding an employee for that kind of behavior?
You know, I tell you what, I mean, Ed's law firm must probably run on public dollars then, because if he has absolutely no problem giving them whatever, then I'm assuming that they're all making way more than most people at any typical law firm. Because, you know, there's this such thing called market rate. But I think the biggest question here, Vicki, is have all of our public sector representatives lost their freaking minds because we can't afford what's going on, and they were elected to represent us. And by Ed's very actions, he clearly shows he has no understanding of what his job is.
And the property taxes would go up by $2 million. On top of all of this, I mean, the real sock in the gut here is not only rewarding people for not doing their jobs, but hitting us, the taxpayers, with a higher property tax bill because he wants to reward people for not doing their jobs. I mean, if Ed's law firm wants to cough up $1.05 million to pass out $200 gift cards, I'm fine with that.
Yep,
but
totally
I don't want to pay for it.
Well, and here's the problem. And here again, you look at Mayor Paul Soglin now complaining about what problem he's got. Well, maybe he should be looking at the prior mayor for the real problem, and that was signing contracts he couldn't afford. The same thing is true for this school district. Do you remember just a couple months ago while we were like banging pots and pans around the Capitol Square and complaining about what was going on, our school board managed to do a contract 5 months before it was required and found $11 million so they could cover the nut for insurance for all of these teachers. That is a far better gift than the gift card.
Yeah,
and
I would say.
Had the school district not jumped to those conclusions, they would have the $2 million he needs for his maintenance. They would have everything they need to put more, I mean, and quite frankly, let's put more money in the classrooms for the kids.
But maintenance, talk about maintenance, Nancy. Where's the maintenance referendum money? We still haven't located where all that maintenance referendum money was spent that we approved back in 2005.
I tell you what, finding that, it's going to be a cold day, and you know what? Because I'll tell you what, they write their referendum questions, so they have a blank check.
Absolutely, and that was the warning back in 2005, was the way those questions were written did not lock down did not protect the taxpayers by locking down the spending of the money. I mean,
no, the taxpayers had better start waking up to the reality, and that's that they have no representation.
None.
They have no representation in the current lot that sits there.
And that's a good point. There's no
I'm sorry, that's just not even a good enough response.
Nancy is exactly correct. There's no representation for the taxpayers on any body of government in this county. Not the county board. The majority is controlled by the liberals who want to raise taxes.
Raise taxes and put in a goofball train.
The city council is controlled by people who want to raise taxes. The school board is controlled by people who want to raise taxes. If they had unlimited taxing authority, we'd have unlimited taxes. That suggests that there is a pretty big group of people who are not getting any significant representation. I mean, just saying, look, we want a break here. Foreclosure rates are up in Madison. Poverty rates are up in Madison. Property values are down in Madison. Employment is down in Madison. And our bodies of government that are supposed to be there to look after us are the ones who are essentially shrugging their shoulders and saying, well, you know what, not much I can do about it. We're going to have to raise your taxes. That's what Cheslevich did in his last budget, where he said he thought he did a responsible budget because he only proposed a 4.8% tax increase.
You know, apparently not a year can go by when there isn't some tax increase, and that's the bottom line here. They always have to do more. They always need more. There's no recognition for the fact that everybody's doing less. And Vicki, you know, it's like, think about the city you folks are creating, because this isn't even just about the taxpayers and tax dollars. It's about the message you're sending everyone who lives here. We don't care about you. We don't need you. Feel free to go. Imagine the city they're going to have when, I mean, if you got Madison homes that aren't selling, as you mentioned earlier, and condos that aren't selling, and people that are going to be putting their houses on the market, most people throw their hands up in the air and flee to the surrounding communities. Because it's very, very clear that the elected officials in Madison aren't even using any common sense.
No, and you're right. We're essentially being used as an ATM, and if you don't like it, get out. Well, you know what? It's right now. Try getting out.
That's exactly it.
And they know it. They basically know that this market has locked people down. If you own a house in Madison, you are either taking a bath or you're stuck and you're hoping to wait out a rebound in value, which now we're being told is not coming until at least 2014. And depending on how bad the markets are, it could be even later. But here in Wisconsin, it's supposedly 2014 now. It's 2011. You know,
What is the message being sent right now with regard to economic development for these communities? These are the kinds of messages that, when given to those that would create jobs in this city or in this county, the messages of a school board that can't manage its finances, that creates giveaways, is a message that sends to employers, guess what? There might not be a lot of sense going on here. They're going to start looking at it. When we've got poverty rates that continue to increase, simply because we've got a county board or we've got groups that simply want to increase the amount of poverty in the city by virtue of giveaways and programs that they create. Think about the overall health of the community.
It doesn't
take a rocket science.
We know that our CARPC is denying development opportunities to people who want to invest, not specifically in Madison, but in Dane County.
Absolutely.
Which, in every opportunity we miss to diversify the tax base, especially at a time where we are able to grow jobs if we are aggressive in seeking out those job creators, we instead think that somehow Madison sells itself. Well, it doesn't. And it was liberal Mike Ivey who pointed this out. We had 0% job growth last year.
I saw that. I saw that. In fact, I was on my way back from Milwaukee and was listening to a program, and they were talking about the idea of zero growth in Dane County. So you take the zero growth, and then you take the madness of the last 60 and 90 days, and you, again, what are you smoking if you don't think people are looking twice at this city and saying, you know, there are other more favorable locations?
Who'd get out right now if you could? 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. I've received so many emails from people saying, if I could bail, I'd bail. And I've lived here for 17 years. This is the first time I've even thought about not living in Madison, just because the complete rejection of even the most most mild of my interests is now gotten to the point where you almost can't take it. When you've got other communities surrounding this city that are willing to put the taxpayers' interests ahead of the interests of the entrenched political constituencies, and you see it, and it's only a couple of miles away in Sun Prairie or in Cottage Grove, it gets harder and harder every year to justify continuing the fight.
Well, and Vicki, and again, here's Ed Hughes. Like, think about those parents that all had to spend extra money out of their pocket for daycare or potentially lost wages because they had to stay home when teachers were out. I mean, where's the consideration when you suggest a tax increase and a giveaway to the very people that just cost me either 4 days of work
right.
or 4 days of daycare?
Hey, Pam, welcome to the program. You're at Nancy Missles on the phone as well. How you doing?
I'm okay. You know, we're just ready to walk away from everything and just tell the banks they can frickin' have it. Because this is ridiculous. We're so sick of the crap that's going on. I can't even believe it. I can't believe these people can get away with it.
Yeah, that's the point. They keep getting away with it.
Well, but they get away with it, Pam, because nobody else runs for office. Nobody's willing to stand up and, you know, take a shot at it. And this is, I think, the real problem we face. Is we need, quite frankly, we should be wiping this board out in the next election. We need
Absolutely.
To. We should be doing a recall on everyone that's capable of being recalled because they clearly aren't using their heads. They clearly lost sight of who they represent.
But I'm sympathetic too. I mean, when I was looking for a house in 2008, Pam, I was looking outside Madison, and where did I wind up? I wanted to stay in Madison. I've lived here for so long, and I thought, darn it, I'm going to stick it out, and I'm going to try to make it better. I don't want to sit in a chair on a microphone and lecture Madison without having any kind of horse in the race.
Right.
And now, I mean, this is the first time in the entire time I've lived here that I have said, what is the point? I mean, you know, why keep fighting when it seems every turn this craziness, looms down over you? And now it's even worse. And I thank you for the call, Pam. Nancy, now it's even worse because now they want to make you be fearful about speaking out against the prevailing wisdom in this town. Now they've got their little closed fist signs and they're trying to intimidate people in town. And so now not only is it difficult to manage financially, now they want to make the actual culture of living here difficult to manage personally as well. And there is no small element of that in this town.
Well, and Vicki, that's exactly the boycotts. The boycotts are shutting business up, forcing them to believe one way, forcing them to work one way, and not giving people the opportunity to be their own person, be their own boss, have their own interests and their own ideas.
Exactly. Yeah, free speech for me, not for thee.
Yeah.
Annie, welcome to the program.
Hi, folks. Yeah, we actually aren't in Madison. We're in Verona, but we have talked for quite some time about getting out. And it's, it's bad enough in Madison, but Dane County is just crazy, too. And, you know, when you start to question them about what they're doing, because you're conservative, they just look so poorly at you and poo-poo you.
Right.
And that's drives you just as crazy.
Yeah, where is the representation? In fact, I would like a read on this. I'd like a call on this. Are the liberals truly so locked off that they believe that nobody should have a say if they happen to be a conservative or happen to have supported Scott Walker or happen to believe or vote Republican from time to time? Is it that bad that the moment someone says, I'm dying on the vine here, I can't afford to do this much longer, that you just simply ignore them because they don't happen to support taxpayer-funded abortion? Real quickly, let's squeeze in Rick. Welcome.
Hi. Well, Vicki, I have to confess, I never really wanted to move down here in the first place. And I've been living here for about 16 years. I moved here just a year after you did. And we actually have our home up in the market now. We're planning to move to northern Wisconsin, so we want to get way out of Madison.
Good luck. Good luck. The market sucks, but good luck to you. You know, staging aggressive marketing techniques.
Rick, I tell you what, up in the Minocqua area, the teachers that went out without on the sick leave were actually, their names were posted on the front page of the paper, and the school district immediately declared that they would be ineligible for pay.
We got to take a quick break. I appreciate the time. Thanks very much. We'll come right back. We'll get to some more phone calls as well. This is News Talk 1310 WIBA. All right, we'll squeeze in Nick, who's been waiting to make a comment. Hello, Nick.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
Oh, okay.
Great. Yeah, I'd say I'm 51 years old, lifelong resident of Madison, born and raised here. Other than a 10-year stint active duty Navy, I've always tried to talk up Madison, but I literally can't take it anymore. The sense of entitlement in this city, in this town, drives me out of my skull. You know, other than the fact that I feel like I'd be deserting all the self-respecting conservatives, which is obviously the minority here, and the fact that I have an elderly mother, those are really the only two things that are keeping me in my beloved city.
You know what? Isn't that awful? 51 years old, lifelong resident of Madison, and had it. I got to tell you, your point about sense of entitlement, the people who are entitled are making probably twice as much money as the people who are ticked off. I mean, that's the thing that boggles your mind, is the people who are demanding more from you already get more. Oh, Nick, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We'll come right back. This is News Talk 1310.